Let's go ahead and turn in our Bibles this evening to Acts chapter 1.
Por favor, vamos a sus Biblias a Hechos, capítulo 1, versículo 6 a 11.
Acts chapter 1, verses 6 through 11.
Acts chapter 1, verses 6 through 11. Hechos, capítulo 1, versículo 6 a 11.
Acts 1 and verse 6. When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? And he said unto them, It is not for you to know the times of the sea or the seasons, which the Father hath put in his own power. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, and in all Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth. And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven. Hechos capítulo 1, versículo 6. Entonces los que se habían reunido le preguntaron, diciendo, Señor, ¿restaurarás el reino a Israel este tiempo? Les dijo, Nos toca a vosotros saber los tiempos o las sazones que el Padre puso en su solo potestad. Pero recibiréis poder cuando haya venido sobre vosotros el Espíritu Santo. Me seréis testigos en Jerusalén, en toda Judea, en Samaria y hasta lo último de la tierra. Y habiendo dicho estas cosas, viéndolo ellos, fue alzado. Y le recibió una nube que le ocultó de sus ojos. Estando ellos con los ojos puestos en el cielo, entre tanto que él se iba, aquí se pusieron junto a ellos dos varones con vestiduras blancas, los cuales también les dijeron, Varones galileos, ¿por qué estáis mirando al cielo? Ese mismo Jesús que ha sido tomado de vosotros al cielo, así vendrá como le habéis visto ir al cielo. Me sirve, por favor, tome asiento.
This evening I wanted to see the conclusion of the earthly ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ as he ascends into heaven. This passage contains both a command or instruction for us to follow and a hope for our future. En esta noche, quiero que veamos la conclusión del ministerio terrenal de Jesucristo mientras asciende al cielo. Este pasaje contiene tanto un mandato o instrucciones para que lo sigamos como una esperanza para nuestro futuro. Today, we are eagerly waiting for the return of Christ. This passage reminds us of how he will return. It will be exactly as he ascended. Pues estamos esperando ansiosamente el regreso de Cristo. Este pasaje nos recuerda cómo regresará. Será exactamente como él ascendió. However, we're not waiting by sitting and looking at the clouds for his imminent return. Sin embargo, no estamos esperando, sentándonos y mirando las nubes por su regreso inminente. Cuando joven, mi amigo venir a mi casa para visitarte. Cuando esperando para él, mi ventana.
¡Luz!
¡Luz!
When I was younger, I would have my best friend would come over and he would, for time, and especially at night, I'd sit in my window and I'd have the curtain pulled. And you got to understand, when I was looking out the window, I was looking from here almost to town hall before I could, you know, see any headlights. I'm looking. As soon as I saw headlights, ooh, it's him, No, it's not. Oh, there he is, there he is, there. And every time I saw headlights, I got excited until finally they turned and put that left-hand turn and came up the driveway and it was him. That's not how we're waiting for Jesus Christ. We're not sitting at the window waiting. No, esperando en ventana, esperando para Jesucristo. We are to be eager instead to reach those around us. We're to be actively engaged in the gospel ministry. En cambio, debemos estar ansiosos por alcanzar a los que nos rodean. Debemos participar activamente en el ministerio del Evangelio. It's my desire this evening that as we prepare for the return of Christ, we will be more aggressive in our evangelism. Es mi deseo que mientras nos preparamos para el regreso de Cristo, seamos más agresivos en nuestro evangelismo. We are to be declaring the gospel message to the world. Debemos declarar el mensaje del evangelio al mundo. In verse 6, the disciples have one final question for Jesus. En el versículo 6, los discípulos tienen una última pregunta para Jesús. When therefore they were come together, they asked him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? Entonces los que se habían reunido le preguntaron diciendo, Señor, ¿restaurarás el reino a Israel en este tiempo? For the last 40 days, Jesus had walked with them after his resurrection. Now he has told them to wait for the coming of the Holy Spirit. And this will happen on the day of Pentecost in chapter 2. Durante los últimos 40 días, Jesús había caminado con ellos después de su resurrección. Ahora él les ha dicho que esperen la venida del Espíritu Santo. Esto ocurrirá en el día de Pentecostés, en el capítulo 2. As they are preparing to wait for the promise, they ask about the promise of the coming kingdom. They want to know if now is the time that his earthly kingdom on the throne of David will be established. Mientras se preparan para esperar la promesa, preguntan acerca de la promesa del reino venidero. Quieren saber si ahora es el momento en que se establecerá su reino eterno sobre el trono de David. This is the hope of Israel. One day the son of David will sit and will rule over national Israel forever. It will be a reign of peace and of no end. These disciples are asking, is now the time? Esa es la esperanza de Israel. Un día, el río de David se sentará y gobernará sobre la nación de Israel para siempre. Será un reinado de paz y sin fin. Estos discípulos preguntan si este es el momento. Before we get into our instruction, can I pause on the answer to this question for just a minute? Antes de entrar en nuestra instrucción, ¿puedo hacer una pausa en la respuesta a esta pregunta por un minuto? Please look, if you would, to John chapter 21, verses 21 through 23. Por favor, vamos a Juan capítulo 21, versículo 21 a 23. Peter, seeing him, the one that loved Jesus, or the one that Jesus loved, following, says to Jesus, Lord, and what shall this man do? Jesus says to him, if I will that he tarry till I come, what is that to thee? Follow thou me. Then went the saying abroad among the brethren that disciple should not die. Yet Jesus said not unto him, he shall not die. But if I will that he tarry till I come, what is that to thee? Versículo 21, cuando Pedro le vio, dijo a Jesús, Señor, ¿y qué de este? Jesús le dijo, si quiere que él quiere hasta que yo venga, que a ti. Sígueme tú. Este dicho se extendió entonces entre los hermanos que aquel discípulo no moriría. Pero Jesús no le dijo que no moriría, sino si quiero que él quede hasta que yo venga, que a ti. Notice Peter's asking about John, and well, what's John going to do? Fíjate, Pedro pregunta por Juan, ¿y qué hará? Es similar a ellos. Tú, esta es su responsabilidad. ¿Qué es la responsabilidad de mi hermano? Right? You say, hey, this is your job. What's my brother doing?
Who cares? Why? ¿Por qué se necesita información? Esta es su responsabilidad. Why do you need to know the information? This is your responsibility. That's literally what Jesus tells Peter. And Jesus answers back to him and tells him, it's none of your business. If Jesus desires that John lives until he returns, what difference does that make to the responsibility that Peter has? Jesús responde a Pedro y le dice que no es de su incumbencia. Si Jesús desea que Juan viva hasta que él regrese, ¿qué diferencia hace eso en la responsabilidad que tiene Pedro? Now the disciples ask about the coming kingdom, and Jesus answers them in verse 7. Ahora los discípulos preguntan sobre el reino venidero y Jesús le responde en el versículo 7. And he said unto them, it is not for you to know the times or the seasons, which the Father has put in his own power. Y les dijo, no toca a vosotros saber los tiempos o los sazones que el Padre puso en su sola potestad. It's not for you to know. The plans of God are his and his alone. He has revealed to us what he has chosen to do and given some specific instructions concerning them. But that does not mean that we know when everything will take place. No les corresponde a ustedes saberlo. Los planes de Dios son suyos y solo suyos. Él nos ha revelado lo que ha decidido hacer y nos ha dado algunas instrucciones específicas al respecto. Sin embargo, eso no significa que sepamos cuándo tendrá lugar todo. Nor are we required to know when. Knowledge of when something will take place is not to be our motive for service. Tampoco estamos obligados a ver cuándo. El conocimiento de cuándo ocurrirá algo no debe ser nuestro motivo para el servicio. When I was in college, I had a job that I literally hated. It made me rejoice every day I worked that I was getting a college education. I worked in a warehouse, and I hated it. I really did. I liked the people I worked with. I just didn't like the job. It was boring. Take a box, put it on top. Take a box, put it on top. Take a box, put it on top. Boring. It was work. Work wasn't fun. Cuando estaba en la universidad, trabajé como trabajador temporal. Esta empresa me utilizaba con frecuencia y a veces contrataba a otros para turnos cortos. This company frequently used me and sometimes hired others for short shifts. Understand, I worked for a temporary agency. I don't know how to put it in Spanish. I worked for a temp agency. And this temp agency sent me to the same warehouse all summer long, every winter break, every summer break, my whole college, just about, except for the one summer that I worked for a different company. One day, I worked with a crew. They had a busy day. They needed more workers. As they brought in 6 additional people. They learned how the supervisor room the warehouse, and they worked accordingly. Un día trabajé con un grupo de personas, 6 más personas para el trabajo. Aprendieron cómo el supervisor recorría el almacén y trabajaba. En consecuencia, cuando el superior que venía, trabajaron. Cuando él estaba en otro lugar, se divertían. Estaban tratando de ordeñar el trabajo el mayor tiempo posible para que no los enviaran a casa después de 4 horas. They learned that how the supervisor roamed the warehouse, and they worked accordingly. When the supervisor was coming, all of a sudden, they went to work. And it was a pain in the neck, because when they went to work, they did everything wrong, and I had to fix all their mistakes. They were through a fit, because I worked the whole time, working, and they were yelling, slow down, despacio, despacio, ¿por qué concluye el trabajo solamente 4 horas? Para 3 años, yo trabajo en esta compañía. Para 8 o más horas. Siempre noche.
For the last 3 years, I'd worked for this company, and every night I worked a minimum of 8 hours. I wasn't worried about only working 4 hours and going home. That was a minimum that we could work. They were trying to say, slow down. They were trying to milk the job for as long as possible so they did not get home after, sent home after 4 hours. Ironically, the supervisor knew exactly what they were doing. Y irónicamente, el supervisor sabía lo que estaban haciendo. Cuando concluye, I always forget the word for lunch. What is it? Cuando concluye almuerzo. ¿Dónde nosotros? No necesita. Concluye el trabajo. Y cuando finito otro. ¿Solamente me? Sí. When I came back from lunch after 4 hours, they'd all been sent home. I was left alone to finish that truck and another one. And to fix all the mistakes. It was kind of interesting because that was the night that when I finished, I also got overtime. I was handed a broom and said, make yourself look like you're doing something. But isn't this how many times we behave as believers? If we knew that Jesus coming today would change our conduct, we would work hard. If I knew Jesus was coming back tonight, man, I would do this. But if I think he's going to be another century until he comes, well, we can goof off, we can relax. But it's incorrect behavior. Hay muchos sentidos. Así es como nos comportamos como creyentes. Si supiéramos que Jesús viene hoy, cambiaríamos nuestra conducta y trabajaríamos duro. Si pensamos que Él viene en un siglo, nos entretenemos y nos alejamos. Este es un comportamiento incorrecto. Further, we are not privy to the information on when Jesus is coming. The Father alone knows that information. Además, no estamos al tanto de la información de cuándo vendrá Jesús. Solo el Padre conoce esa información. Vivimos en una sociedad donde todos piensan que es su derecho saber todo sobre todo. La realidad es que hay algunas cosas que no tienes necesidad ni derecho a saber. We live in a society where everybody thinks that they have the right to know everything. The reality of the matter is, as Jesus tells us here, there's some things you have no need to know of, and it makes no difference. You do what I told you to do. That's the sole responsibility of God. As he told Peter, follow me. Sígueme tú. When Jesus shall return and establish his kingdom is one of those things we do not know. You cannot set dates, so many have, because Jesus said, only the Father knows. Cuando Jesús regrese y establezca su reino es uno de ellos. No se pueden establecer fechas, aunque muchos lo han hecho, porque Jesús dijo que solo el Padre sabe. Para aquellos locos que piensan que hay un piso en el Antiguo Testamento, si así fuera, tenemos un problema. Jesús, ¿quién es Dios? Tendría el Antiguo Testamento y declaró que no sabía cuándo sería enviado a ello. For those lunatics, and I've heard you, and they call themselves Baptists sometimes, those lunatics who try and set a date, Jesus is going to come by such and such a day. Who in the world do they think they are? Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who had the entirety of the Old Testament, who is the living Word of God, said that he did not know when the Father would send him. How in the world can they find hidden clues in the Old Testament? Are they smarter than Jesus Christ? ¿Tiene más información de Jesucristo? Either way, we have a responsibility of service that is not contingent upon when Jesus shall return. It is contingent upon our obedience to save our day. Cualquier manera tenemos una responsabilidad de servicio que no depende del regreso de Jesús. Depende de nuestra obediencia al Salvador. Perdónme, para es más importante a mí. Muchas personas necesitan cuando Jesús regrese y determina en este día. Cuando se oye a esta persona, no más. Porque Esta persona es mentirosa.
I'm sorry, I know this is a personal pet peeve, but I'm getting sick and tired of people trying to say this is when Jesus Christ is going to come, as if we must know the date and they must set the date.
You hear somebody start saying Jesus is going to come and they start telling you when, shut them off. They're nothing more than a liar.
Verse 8 is based upon the coming of the Spirit of God. The disciples received power and were to be witnesses of Jesus in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and the uttermost part of the earth.
Now, el versículo 8, pasaron en la venida del Espíritu de Dios, los discípulos recibirían poder y serían testigos de Jesús en Jerusalén, Judea, Samaria, y lo último de la tierra.
But ye shall receive power, says, after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you.
And ye shall be witnesses unto me. Pero recibiréis poder cuando haya venido sobre vosotros el Espíritu Santo. Y me seréis testigos.
Acts will follow this division as we see the gospel move through these regions in that order. Hechos
seguirá esa división mientras vemos que el Evangelio se mueve a través de esas regiones en ese orden.
When we are saved, we receive the indwelling of the Spirit of God. There is no waiting period, as the disciples had until the day of Pentecost. Consequently, from the moment of salvation, we also have a responsibility to be telling others of Jesus Christ our Savior. This command is reiterated in the Gospels and the Epistles.
Cuando somos salvos, recibimos la morada del Espíritu de Dios. No hay periodo de espera como lo tuvo el discípulo hasta el día de Pentecostés. En consecuencia, desde el momento de la salvación, también tenemos la responsabilidad de contarles a otros acerca de Jesucristo, nuestro Salvador. Este mandato se reitera en los Evangelios y las Epístolas.
Now let me address the question. Is Acts chapter 1 and verse 8 a command for us to preach the gospel in an ever-widening geographical area or in cultural areas? That seems to be the division that many make from this verse, and they will present their missions in such a direction. The problem with it being geographical is that actually Samaria is located within Judea. Within a section of Judea, and if you travel through Judea, you travel, may circle around Samaria, but it's still within that region. Or that area.
Ahora déjame abordar la pregunta. Es Hechos capítulo 1, versículo 8, un mandato para que prediquemos el Evangelio en áreas geográficas o áreas culturales cada vez más amplias. Esta es la división que muchos hacen de este pasaje para misiones.
El problema es con lo geográfico es que Samaria es una sección dentro de Judea.
It is possible that it could be both. Thus, we begin with Cornwall and then Orange County and New York, and then the United States and the world. It could be that we start with people who are culturally like us, those who are culturally close to us, those who are culturally divergent from us, but not far, and those who are completely of a different culture. In our church, we have some of all four. Okay, we have people from New York and New Jersey.
Hold on, let me translate what I did. Entonces, que puedan ser ambos. Así, comenzamos en Cornwall, luego en Orange County, en New York, en United States, el mundo. O podría ser que comencemos con personas que son culturalmente como nosotros, aquellos que son culturalmente cercanos a nosotros, aquellos que son culturalmente divergentes de nosotros, pero nos lejos, es que son completamente de una cultura diferente. En nuestra iglesia es posible ambos. La cultura para mí, hermanos Conklin, es mismo poco diferente porque Nueva York y South Jersey es poco diferente.
The Conklin and I were kind of similar, but the culture between South Jersey and New York is a little different.
In South Jersey, everybody's deer and honey. You go to the diner. Would you like some more coffee, dear? Thank you, honey. And Sarah struggled with that when we first got married.
A little different. South Jersey, you knock on doors. Ah, come on in for coffee.
Up here, knock on doors. What do you want?
Okay, different culture. Then we have some people that are from Guatemala. Cultura diferente. Poquito similar, but diferente, right? There's some similarities. Then we have some, and I won't mention anyone by name, but from Lebanon, Jordan. I always get it wrong with Lebanon or Jordan. I keep saying both, and I always tell people the different ones. So I'm sorry, sir. Diferente lenguaje, idioma, diferente idioma, diferente comida. En nuestra iglesia, personas en México y en Guatemala, diferente comida. Y mismo nombre para la comida también. Problema para mí. We have people in Mexico and Guatemala, and they eat different foods, and they call it the same thing. I don't understand how I can go to one place and I get a quesadilla, and I go to another place and I get a quesadilla, and they eat the same quesadilla. And that's even before we get into that other, whatever they call them, wrapped in the banana leaves. And for everybody, remember, don't eat the banana leaf. Okay? No bueno. Okay. Remember, though, in our passage, the Samaritans were half Jewish in their belief. This is what has led some then to the cultural interpretation. Recuerda, los Samaritanos eran mitad judíos en su creencia. Eso es lo que lleva a algunos a la interpretación cultural. But we also need to remember that Acts is historical. It is not an epistle. Therefore, it records what happened and does not always contain explicit commands. This is the instruction which Jesus gave his disciples concerning the waiting for the Spirit and then how they were to proceed after, and they were obedient to his command. Además, debemos recordar que Hechos es su libro histórico, no una epístola. Por lo tanto, registra que eventos ocurrieron y no siempre contiene comandos explícitos. Esta es la instrucción que Jesús dio a sus discípulos acerca de esperar al Espíritu y cómo debían proceder después. Fueron obedientes. There's some who apply this passage to their missions and need to follow this similar pattern. I don't have a problem with that, as long as we too are actively engaged in missions. We must all be actively engaged in telling other people about Jesus Christ. Algunos que aplicarán este pasaje de que nuestras misiones necesitan seguir ese patrón similar. No tengo ningún problema con esto. Mientras nosotros también participemos activamente en misiones, debemos participar activamente en hablarle a otras personas acerca de Jesucristo. So let me ask you, who have you told recently about your Savior? Who have you spoken to of the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ? ¿A quién le ha contado recientemente acerca de tu Salvador? ¿A quién le ha hablado de la muerte, sepultura y resurrección de Jesucristo? This brings us then to the promise of the return of Christ. Eso nos lleva a la promesa de regreso de Cristo. When Jesus finished speaking with his disciples, he ascended into heaven and was received in a cloud, and they were no longer able to see him. Cuando Jesús terminó de hablar con sus discípulos, ascendió a tierra y fue recibido en una nube. Ya no podían verlo. So if you will picture the scene with me, the disciples are gathered around Jesus and they're receiving instruction, and then he ascends. The Bible doesn't tell us how fast this happened. In Luke, it indicates that he was blessing them, that he was still blessing them, still talking with them as he started to ascend. Imagina esa escena conmigo. Los discípulos se reúnen alrededor de Jesús y reciben instrucción y luego él asciende. La Biblia no nos dice que tan rápido ocurrió esto. En Lucas indica que los estaba bendiciendo mientras ascendía. As Jesus ascends, can you see the disciples are just kind of, okay. Guy, come on, say it with me. Jesus ascending, and I'm sure they just went, really? I'm sure their heads are going. Really? Can you see it with me? I'm scared to take their eyes away, lest they not see him anymore. a medida que Jesús asciende, puedes ver a los discípulos inclinar la cabeza hacia atrás y mirando más y más alto. Miedo de apartar sus ojos para que no lo vean más. ¿Alguna vez has tenido un globo y lo dejaste ir y lo viste ir más y más alto? Si quitas los ojos de él, es difícil ver más.
You ever taken a blue? Don't, young people, don't do this because we're not supposed to do this, at least not here in New York City, New York State. I don't know if you're allowed to do it anywhere in the States anymore. But if you're taking a balloon and going, oops, and watch the balloon go up and up and up, and you watch it. What happens if a friend says something to you, and you turn down and you look at your friend, where'd it go? Where'd it go? Very similar to what the disciples are here doing. They're looking, they're watching as he ascends. And all of a sudden, two angels appear and question them on their view. Esos hombres están mirando y contemplando al cielo cuando dos ángeles aparecen y les preguntan sobre su vista. Verse 11 gives us a precious promise concerning the return of Jesus Christ. Versículo 11 nos da una preciosa promesa acerca del regreso de Jesucristo. Which also said, ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven. Los cuales también les dijeron, varones galileos, ¿por qué estáis mirando al cielo? Este mismo Jesús, que ha sido tomado de vosotros al cielo, así vendrá como lo habéis visto ir al cielo. The very same Jesus, the same one who died for our sins, was buried and rose again on the third day, this very Jesus will be returning for us. En versículo 11, nos da una preciosa promesa acerca del regreso de Jesucristo. El mismo Jesús, el mismo que murió por nuestro pecado, fue sepultado y resucitó al tercer día. Este mismo Jesús regresará por nosotros. Es también en 1 de Tesalonicenses, capítulo 4. Este Jesús regresará para nosotros. It's repeated again in 1 Thessalonians 4. This same Jesus, the Lord himself, shall descend from heaven with a shout. He will come in the same manner in which he ascended. Vendrá de la misma manera en que ascendió. ¿Cómo ascendió? Ascendió corporalmente. Jesús tomó un cuerpo para habitar entre nosotros. Dios, que es espíritu, se hizo hombre. Y en un cuerpo vivió y murió y resucitó y ascendió a lo alto. Este mismo Jesús viene por nosotros. He's going to come in the same manner which he ascended. Well, how did he ascend? Bodily. Jesus took on a body, he dwelt among us. God, who is spirit, became man, and in a body he lived and he died and rose and ascended on high. This very same Jesus is coming for us. 1 Thessalonians 4 reminds us, we believe that Jesus died and rose again. Then even so, them also which sleep in Jesus shall rise, for Jesus himself is coming again. Again, I remind you, when Jesus comes again, it will be to gather his church. He does not assign an angel that task. He himself is coming. Primero de Tesalonicenses 4, nos recuerda que si creemos que Jesús murió y resucitó, así también los que durmieron en Jesús resucitarán, porque Jesús mismo viene por nosotros. Una vez más, les recuerdo cuando Jesús regrese, será para reunir a su iglesia. Él no asigna a un ángel la tarea. El mismo viene. Jesus ascended visibly. Jesús ascendió visiblemente. The disciples, they watched him ascend. Revelation reminds us that every eye will see him whom they pierced. The rapture will not be invisible, but it will be something which is seen with the eyes. Los discípulos lo vieron ascender. Apocalipsis nos recuerda que todo ojo verá aquel a quien traspasaron. El rapto no será invisible, sino que será algo que se verá.
Jesus will come with the angels. Jesus vendrá con los ángeles. I don't know how many angels are coming with him. Pastor, how many angels are coming with him? I don't know. I really don't. Two are present here. First Thessalonians are told that he comes with the voice of the archangel. How many he comes with? I don't know. But there will be angels present. No sé cuán grande será el contingente en el rapto. Aquí dos están presentes y en primero de Tesalicenses nos dice que él viene con la voz de Acanel. Jesus will come in the clouds. Jesús vendrá en las nubes. As a cloud received him, so when he returns, it will be in the clouds. Como una nube lo recibió, así cuando regrese, será en las nubes. Bob Rosenberger fue un gran estímulo para mí. Los días de lluvia pueden ser tristes. Nunca olvidaré que la primera vez que menciones lo deprimente que era un día nublado. Bob cambió mi punto de vista. Señaló que esas podrían ser las nubes en las que aparecería nuestro Salvador. Bob would greatly encourage me. Rainy days tend to be a little dreary, sad. But I'll never forget for the very first time I mentioned, man, it's a depressing day. Look at all the clouds. It's just a miserable day. And I don't think Bob ever had a miserable day, to be honest with you. But he looked at me and says, Pastor, no, look, what do you see? I said, I see rain, it's dark. No, look, it's clouds. Yeah. Those could be the clouds Jesus comes on. Now I get a little bit more excited when I see the clouds. I love it when it's a beautiful blue sky and there's one cloud up there. Maybe that's the one. I don't like all blue skies. Not anymore. I want the clouds. At least one in the sky. And you can blame Bob for that. Then Jesus will come unexpectedly. Jesús vendrá inesperadamente. No hubo advertencia para la ascensión. Jesús estaba hablando con sus discípulos y luego ascendió. No habrá advertencia cuando Jesús venga. Si bien hay algunas señales de la segunda venida, no hay señales del rapto. En el momento que el Padre elija, Jesús regresará. There was no warning for the ascension. Jesus talked with his disciples, and then he ascended. There are some scenes that when I get to heaven, I hope I'm allowed to see, and this is one of them. He's talking with them, and then he ascends. There's no warning. There will be no warning when Jesus comes. There are some signs for the second coming. There are none for the rapture. At the moment the Father chooses, Jesus returns. Application. We are not given the timing when Jesus shall return. We only have the promise that he will come in the same manner as he ascended. Knowing the timing of the rapture is irrelevant to our responsibilities of obedience and service. No se nos da el momento de la venida de Jesús. Solo tenemos la promesa de que él vendrá de la misma manera en que ascendió. Conocer el momento del rapto es irrelevante para nuestras responsabilidades de obediencia y servicio. I do believe that the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ is imminent. It could happen at any moment. Paul wrote in 1 Thessalonians that we, which are alive and remain, he believed that he might be part of the generation that was raptured. Creo que la venida del Señor es inminente. Pablo escribió en Tesalonicense que nosotros, lo que estamos vivos, permanecemos. Él creía que podría ser parte de la generación que se haría arrebatada. However, our obedience is not conditional upon our knowledge of the timing. We are to be laboring for the Master, for he will come as a thief in the night. We are to be evangelizing with passion and urgency, because tomorrow might be too late. Sin embargo, nuestra obediencia no está condicionada a nuestro conocimiento del tiempo. Debemos trabajar para el Maestro, porque él vendrá como ladrón en la noche. Debemos estar evangelizando con pasión y urgencia, porque mañana puede ser demasiado tarde. Are we actively engaging in telling others about our Savior? Estamos participando activamente en contarles a otros acerca de nuestro Salvador.
Vamos a orar. Let's pray. Father, I ask you to work in our hearts. The reality of the matter is tonight could be the night that our Savior returns. Father, it's possible it could be another generation or two or three. You only know that information. And as you told the disciples, as you told Peter, it's not for us to know. Our knowledge of when our Savior returns has no basis on what we are doing and serving. And so I ask, Father, that you would give us the wisdom and the ability to remain faithful in serving you. I ask, Father, that we would indeed delight in doing your will, that we would be diligent, urgent, and passionate about our Savior, telling all whom we can. For we ask these things in your Son's most precious and most wonderful name.